flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain, Paramount, a Viacom company. Bolts of lightning burst against the stormy sky around the mountain. In animation, the lightning storm continues over the sea, where a small boat containing two men rocks on the water.
We're gonna get stranded! We gotta get out of here! Just 5 minutes more!
A view plunges below the surface, traveling down the length of the boat's anchor chain and into a rocky chasm. Two bright headlights on a diving helmet cut through the dark water as a diver swims between the rocks. The diver turns and pushes aside strands of vegetation, then spots something etched on a rock. A swipe of the hand clears some algae from a jagged gold symbol. A stream of bubbles escapes from the diving helmet, and a large section of rock falls back into a hollow space. A huge, menacing eel lunges from the opening, jaws spread wide. The diver draws a harpoon gun, but the eel slithers away. Slipping the weapon into the suit's thigh holster, the diver swims into the opening. After gliding through a stone archway, the diver enters a vast chamber where a narrow set of stone steps leads downward. The diver takes a turn around the chamber and comes upon a massive carved face jutting from the rock wall. Floating in front of it, the diver observes its helmet and aquiline features. As the diver swims down, the headlamps faintly illuminate the ruins of a structure. The diver spots a golden knob-like disc protruding from the center of a rock wall engraved with symbols. The diver carefully twists the disc and pulls out a foot-long cylindrical object, then studies its knotted, bark-like shaft and gold-embellished ends. The diver's watch glows red and its display reads 10%. Clipping the cylinder onto the suit's belt, the diver heads for the surface. Shimmery golden particles stream from the small hollow space left in the engraved rock. Fiery golden cracks begin forming along the chamber's surface, cutting through the stone walls. The diver looks up, narrowly avoiding two large crashing boulders. With rocks falling all around, the carved face's giant nose comes loose. The diver dodges, twirling to the side. Braced against the statue's stone helmet, the diver eyes the archway as rocks rain down. Suddenly, the whole statue gives way and the face tumbles down. Rocks close in around the diver, who pulls out the harpoon gun and takes aim. The harpoon sticks in a wall past the archway and the view goes black. Now, the diver surfaces near the boat.
Over there!
The helmsman steers the boat over. Now on board, the diver drops the oxygen tank down. Removing the helmet, she shakes out her thick red ponytail. The two men stare in awe. It's Sarah Lavrov who eyes the cylinder.
I found it! I finally found it!
Okay, let's get out of here!
A view through binoculars shows Sarah stepping away from the railing. On another boat, a tall man wearing a black coat holds a cane topped with a helmeted face. He lowers his binoculars.
See? Told you she'd be here, sir. I've kept my part of the agreement.
Well, a deal is a deal.
A burly guard hands a man in a fez a heavy case.
Ooh, wow! You're really generous, Mr. Rackham, sir.
Rackham handcuffs the man to the case and leans in close.
Enjoy it.
Rackham walks away and two guards pick the man up.
What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing, fellas? Let go of me!
They carry him to the edge of the boat.
No!
In the depths of the sea, the shimmery gold particles continue to stream upward from the deep chasm like magma from an underwater volcano. A passing school of colorful fish swim by and gulp down the particles. Their blue and orange bodies shimmer, then turn to solid gold. One by one, they stop swimming and sink into the chasm. A title appears, Tad the Lost Explorer and the Secret of King Midas. Now in the city, Tad yawns as he sits on a steel construction beam atop a high scaffold beside his dog, Jeff.
Back to business.
He reads.
Herodotus was considered the father of history. Cool. Super Cookie. Wow, this guy was the bomb.
Coworkers approach.
You really hitting those books hard.
Tell me about it. First year of archaeology is super demanding.
I don't get what you find so interesting about this old stuff.
A magazine shows Sarah holding the cylinder.
Oh, now I get it.
Now that is something worth studying.
She's hot.
Hey, don't talk like that about Sarah.
Don't start again. Nobody buys that you know her.
Actually, we even kissed. Okay, just once.
Oh, here we go.
And we barely saw each other after that. You know, she's been going away on long expeditions, and I've been studying and working. Kind of left things in the air.
Oh, sure. You kissed this girl?
But even long distance, I feel her here, close to my heart. I can sense the trembling. I can really sense the trembling.
He looks at his phone.
It's Sarah!
Yeah, and I just got a call from Scarlett Johansson. Hey, what's
sorry.
It? Dad, you should try living in reality for a change.
He answers the phone.
Sarah?
Dad, I hope I'm not interrupting.
Not at all.
The others make kissy faces.
Hey, I saw you on the cover of National Petrographic.
I know, right? Did you get the invitation to the exhibition?
Yeah, can't wait to be there.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see you.
Tad holds a jewelry box.
Me too.
The exhibition opens at the luxurious hotel in Las Vegas. Need directions?
Let me find a pen.
He steps on a plank, launching a bag of cement, which knocks the box into a wheelbarrow.
Where are you going?
What? Nowhere. I'm still here.
No, no, I didn't mean you.
Sliding after the box, he knocks a co-worker's ladder from beneath his feet.
Tad, do you want me to hang up?
Stop right there!
Okay, so I won't hang up.
A worker empties the wheelbarrow of bricks into a crane's container.
Wait!
Are you okay?
Yeah! So, luxurious hotel?
Yes. First take the I-290 west for 30 miles.
He runs after the container.
And turn the second left.
Right. Keep left.
And then go straight? You'll get to a pyramid-shaped hotel.
Tad steps on top of poles as he runs across a gaping hole.
I got it! No, I didn't.
What? Did you get it or not?
His foot tangled in a hanging rope, Tad loses his balance and goes swinging around the building. He flies toward the container.
Bye, Sarah!
Tad?
He bangs into the container, which crashes down. The box flies out and lands in a construction frame. A man operating a mixer begins pouring cement down a half pipe. Tad spots the box, then the cement rushing down. One leg on either side of the slide, Tad glides down and pushes the pipe aside. He picks up the box.
Whew! That was close.
The cement pours over a man nearby.
Oops! Sorry. Is everything okay in there, boss?
Stones! You fuck!
Later.
Oh, my lucky cologne. Smell that. My indie hat, my fancy tuxedo, and my bow tie.
At home, he packs
shirts,
a suitcase.
Suspenders, new underwear. I think that's all.
He opens the jewelry box, revealing a necklace.
Do you think she'll like it, Jeff?
Jeff pulls things out of the suitcase.
Jeff!
Later.
Ready, Jeff? Let's go see Sarah.
He grabs his suit and opens his front door to find a panting figure.
Sir, are you all right?
Water!
A decrepit mummy faces Tad. In the hallway, his neighbor faints. Tad yanks the mummy inside and shuts the door.
Water! You?
He drinks from Jeff's bowl.
Need water?
It's you!
I haven't had a drink in 20 days.
Mummy dunks his head in the toilet.
Oh, that's Paul!
Tad gags.
Oh, you can't imagine the trip I had to find you. Oh, it's so good to see you!
It's not possible! What are you doing here?
Oh, it's a long story. I better not tell you. But I will.
A you flashback.
See, when you left my lost city, I was judged for letting you go. The mummy court exiled.
They kicked you out?
Yeah, all because of you. Well, and a bad deal with my lawyer, but that's another story. The thing is, I had to say goodbye to my home tomb and then travel further than I ever had before. I got lost in the desert following these strange lines. I didn't know what to do. And then I remembered you. My one and only human friend.
Friend?
Oh, you're right. We're more like brothers. Can you please control this little monster?
Jeff, down boy. Well, sorry, but I was just leaving.
But I just got here.
I'm going to Vegas to see Sarah.
Sarah? Oh, my Sarah? Oh, I miss her so much. What are we waiting for?
Oh, no, 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 no. You are not coming.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No!
Daytime, Tad drives with Mummy leaning out a window. His arm comes off.
I'm the king of the world!
He reels it back in by its bandage.
Hey, get back here, you deserter!
He reattaches it.
Could you please sit down and stop drawing attention to yourself?
What is with you?
Listen, you're a mummy. You scare people. In my world, you're a zombie.
Zombie. Sounds good. I like that name.
Excellent. Now please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got it. I won't move a muscle. Look.
Mummy freezes and Tad rolls his eyes.
Oh, what's this? Oh my god, it's a necklace!
Hey,
it's
no,
for me, right?
That is not for you.
As Tad goes for the necklace, the car swerves.
It's not for you!
Oh, it's for Sarah!
Yes, it's for Sarah.
I knew it! Come on, tell me everything. I'm a relationship expert. 500 years of experience. I know everything about women.
Mummy eyes a woman in another car.
Hey.
She eyes him and speeds ahead.
See? Total heartbreaker.
Okay. I'm going to ask her to be my girlfriend.
Huh. I'm not sure how to tell you this, Ted, but she seems a little out of your league. You know, like you're punching above your weight. Like she's a 10 and you're a 2. She's hot, you're not. She's too good for you.
Thank you for being so encouraging. What are friends for?
Friends? Brothers.
A sign reads, "You are leaving Chicago. Enjoy the journey." Nighttime, at the luxurious hotel in Las Vegas, a billboard shows a picture of Sarah. Tad and Mummy eye it as the car stops.
Awesome.
What is awesome?
Well, people say it when they really like something, something super impressive.
Oh, I get it. Like the Machu Picchu, like the pyramids of Lima culture, like Lake Titicaca.
Yeah. All that. So now you stay in the car. Don't move a muscle. You hear me?
Mommy freezes and Tad shakes his head. He gets out of the car and Jeff follows. Text on the billboard reads, "Midas, Myth versus Truth, a discovery by Sarah Lavrov."
Look at that, Jeff.
Mr. Stones?
A bespectacled woman walks up.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Mays, Professor Lavrov's assistant.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Oh, what a cute little dog. Who's a good boy? You want to shake?
Jeff rolls over, then runs, dragging his head on the ground.
Sorry. He's just not very connected to this world.
Tiffany stares at Jeff, who scoots away. She turns back to Tad.
Mrs. Lavrov told me to take care of you. I'm going to do my thesis on her latest discoveries.
Oh, wow. You're majoring in archaeology, too?
Boston University. I'm a sophomore.
Chicago, but I'm just a freshman.
He looks at the billboard.
But compared to Sarah...
She is amazing. I'm learning so much from her.
It's incredible where she is now.
The most important archaeologist nowadays. I'd give anything to be like her.
Tad stares thoughtfully.
Come on, Sarah's waiting for you.
He follows Tiffany into the hotel. Jeff runs ahead. Inside, workers set up as Sarah instructs them.
The bust there, and the suits of armor there. Oh, careful!
A tropical bird directs traffic with glow sticks.
Hey, Belzoni! How are you doing, my little bird man?
Belzoni holds up a sign with a grinning bird, then flips it around to read, "Oh no." Jeff tackles and licks him.
They're good friends.
Sarah spots Tad.
Tad! You're here!
Sarah!
She runs to him in slow motion. He holds his arms out, puckering his lips, but she hugs him.
So happy to see you.
Tad looks confused. Belzoni's sign reads, "Loser."
Come on, let me show you the exhibit. You're gonna love it!
She drags him away. Tiffany smiles after them. In the car, Mummy unfreezes. He pokes a charm on the rearview mirror.
Awesome.
He presses the steering wheel horn. He cowers.
Oh, awesome!
He turns on the windshield wipers, then imitates their motion.
Awesome! Awesome! Awesome!
He spots an Elvis impersonator on the sidewalk playing a guitar.
Awesome.
He presses his face to the windshield. Rhinestones on the impersonator's suit sparkle. Mummy's eyes widen with glee, his mouth hanging open. Mummy taps the impersonator, who turns and lowers his sunglasses.
Hello!
The man faints. Mummy catches his guitar and eyes it excitedly.
Awesome!
Behind a curtain, a parchment's displayed in a stand.
Oh, man. King Midas's papyrus!
Can you read the inscription?
Made in China?
The papyrus, not the stand.
Sorry, my bad.
He studies it.
Looks like hieroglyphic writing.
She shows
exactly.
A notebook.
This is what I've been working on all this time. Midas's magic collar. It's made up of three pieces. One of them seems to be in what is called the Red Temple of Baal. I found these hieroglyphics that point to the exact location of the temple. If the collar really exists...
So does Midas's golden touch.
The power to turn everything you touch into gold.
They lock gazes, then Sarah looks away.
Dad, I've been so busy that I...
Sarah,
He holds the necklace box behind his back.
I have something to ask you.
She turns to him.
Go on.
Would you be be my...
Mummy peeks in.
Mummy?
Be your mummy?
He's dressed like Elvis.
You?
Get over here. Give me a hug. Oh,
I told you to wait in the car.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I better not tell you. But I will. You see, when you left my lost thing...
Oh, yeah, that's great. I will tell her later.
Miss Lavrov?
Tad tries to hide Mummy.
The script for tonight. Hey, what's with Elvis?
He's an old friend, right, Mummy?
Hi!
You call him Mummy?
Yeah, he doesn't preserve very well.
Hey!
Please excuse me. I still have so much to do.
Oh, right. Don't worry. Come on!
Bye! Bye, Sarah!
What's with the getup?
I see why you love her so much. You're definitely punching above your weight.
Tad carries him off. Meanwhile, a white catering van drives up to the luxurious hotel's service entrance. A stern woman in a waitress outfit steps out and bangs on the van.
Let's go!
She opens the back door, and Rackham's burly guard and three other henchmen step out, all dressed in white suit jackets and black bow ties. The woman picks up a covered silver platter. She adjusts her bow tie and follows the men. In a hotel room, Mummy wildly strums the guitar.
Okay, King. See you later.
Yeah, let's go to the party!
No. You'll stay here.
What? You're gonna leave me alone again?
Just until Sarah's presentation ends. I don't want any trouble, right?
Mummy sits sulkily.
Okay, fine. I'll stay here if you promise me something.
And that is?
That you take your vicious canine with you.
Come here, Jeff. Come here.
Jeff lets go of Mummy's leg.
And don't leave the room, okay?
Mummy glares as Tad leaves. He strums the guitar and his fingers fall off.
Not awesome.
He wiggles the stumps. At the reception, a band plays and a waiter passes with a tray of drinks. Wearing a white suit jacket, Tad enters, nervously adjusting his bow tie. Jeff follows, also in a bow tie. Tad approaches random guests.
Hi there, nice to meet... Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you. Hello, my name's Tad. Am I speaking the wrong language? Hey, Belzoni, good to see you.
The bird holds up a sign. Waiter.
Waiter? What do you mean?
Tad checks his reflection in a silver tray.
Not a chance. This is my best suit.
He holds the tray flat, and guests start placing their empty glasses on it. Belzoni topples over, laughing. Tad loses his balance and teeters back. He bumps into the burly guard, who scowls.
I'll take care of that, sir.
He grabs the tray. Tad looks at his own suit, then at the burly man's.
Keep an eye on that one.
A second waiter watches Tad, then a large screen glows golden and the presentation's title appears. As Sarah nervously takes the stage, Tiffany applauds. Tad gives her two thumbs up, then an animated sequence displays images of a long-lost world.
An ancient relic has revealed the real story of King Midas. It's a papyrus called A Sacrifice for Love. It shows him as an all-powerful king who defeated all his enemies for Apollo. Grateful, Apollo bestowed upon King Midas a collar with three golden pieces. The collar would bring the wearer the power to turn anything he touched into gold.
Midas touches a leaf.
Midas amassed piles and piles of gold. Everything he laid his hands on would turn into the precious metal. But his golden touch soon became a curse. His daughter reached out to hug him, and she too was turned into gold. Devastated, Midas returned to Apollo and begged for mercy. Apollo told Midas to get rid of his collar, offering each of its three pieces to a god in different temples around the world. Midas followed Apollo's orders, and by giving up an immense power, brought his daughter back to life. Or in other words, he made a sacrifice for love.
Wow.
Across the room, the stern woman glances at a henchman who signals to two others. She discreetly hands small objects to the henchman and makes her way
Ladies
to Tad.
And gentlemen, I'm delighted to present to you my most important discovery. The definitive proof that thousands of years ago, King Midas and his collar actually existed.
A gift?
Tad eyes the metal ball in his hand.
The Midas Papyrus.
Belzoni pulls a cloth off a glass case. Wearing goggles, the henchmen roll their metal balls along the floor. One reaches Jeff, who chomps it. Tad eyes his ball, which blinks from green to red. Around the room, the balls release red smoke. One goes off in Jeff's mouth. The terrified crowd flees, jostling past Tad and Tiffany. Mummy peeks in.
Now this is a bloody!
Clutching her notebook, Sarah backs up against the case as henchmen approach. The burly guy smashes the glass with a baton. Sarah dodges, falling to the side. The stern woman rolls up the papyrus and slips it into the cylinder.
We got it, boss.
Belzoni grabs the cylinder.
Go, Belzoni!
Get him!
Belzoni glides past the henchmen with ease, but one bashes him with a tray. The cylinder flies up and Tad catches it. Four glowering henchmen face him.
Uh-oh!
Meanwhile, Jeff dashes around the room, smoke wafting from his mouth. He bumps into a pedestal and a sculpted bull's head falls over his. The henchmen chase after Tad. Jeff crashes into a security rope which tangles on the bull's horn. Belzoni swoops down, grabbing the other end of the rope, and they run toward Tad. Belzoni's sign reads, jump. Tad leaps, and the henchmen trip on the rope. Tad skates on a smoke ball. He slips, sliding under the snarling, burly man, then bumps into Mummy.
You? Hey, thanks.
The henchmen tackle them and pull off Mummy's limbs.
I got it!
The burly man squeamishly flings Mummy's arm away, and the cylinder flies loose from its grip. Racing after it, Tad grabs the arm and uses it to catch the cylinder.
Tad!
Finding himself atop the stern woman's back, Tad hurls the cylinder to Sarah. Distracted by a bright spotlight, she fails to catch the cylinder, which falls to the floor. Tethered hooks shoot down from a helicopter through the roof, knocking the cylinder away. The henchwoman and Tad topple backward. Aboard the helicopter, Rackham fingers his cane, then descends on a metal cable. Sarah turns and stares at the suave, bearded man. With a wicked smile, Rackham walks past her and picks up the cylinder. Kneeling, he gazes covetously, then stands and hands it to a henchman. He walks towards Sarah.
You come with me.
He throws her over his shoulder.
Get your hands off me!
Grabbing onto the cables, the henchmen and Rackham ascend. Tad pushes through the frenzied crowd. Sarah stares down at him, her brow knit. Tad takes a running leap off a staircase, grabs onto Rackham's leg, and shimmies up.
Tad!
Sarah!
Rackham kicks him off.
Find me!
Sarah tosses her notebook to Tad, who plunges in slow motion. He lands and rolls downstairs. He peers up woozily, his vision blurring as the copter disappears. Sprawled on the bottom step, Tad passes out and the view fades to black. Through Tad's perspective, Sarah leans over him.
Wake up, Tad. Find me. Tad, come back to me.
Sarah morphs into Mummy.
Tad, wake up,
Tad.
Wait, where's Sarah? They took her.
It's a kidnapping, like Pizarro and Atahualpa, like Cortez and Montezuma. Actually, like Cortez and...
Dad, are you all right?
Yeah, this is built to last.
He touches his head.
Oh, wait a minute. Sarah's notebook. She wanted me to have it.
I bet those goons took Sarah so she could lead them to Midas's collar.
Then we're gonna have to find it first. With this, we can be one step ahead of them and rescue Sarah.
He finds
Look
the notebook.
At this. The Red Temple of Baal. Sarah believed this was Midas's first stop in his pilgrimage. The key to its location is in these hieroglyphics, but I can't decipher them.
Tiffany snaps a photo with her phone.
I'll see if I can find something about Tartessus's language.
Great, and we should also look for its dialects.
Good thinking.
Holding the notebook sideways, Mummy reads it. Tiffany scrolls through her phone.
There's no reference of those ancient languages anymore. Total dead end.
There has to be a way.
There you should find Baal.
What did you just say? No, the other stuff.
Oh, Buke He Lao Ban Ban.
Oh, in English? How can you read that?
Well, that tongue's a my speciality. Check it out.
His tongue lolls out.
See? Totally dead.
Your friend is a bit weird.
Oh, you have no idea.
Here it says, four sons toward the dawn by horse from Setafilla. There you should find Baal.
Ta-da!
Setafilla?
Belzoni sits on a map.
Sorry, buddy.
Tad moves him.
Setafilla is what the Tartessus called the city of Seville.
Four sons toward the dawn. A sun was a day in ancient times. By horse, 120 miles.
120 miles towards the dawn, to the east.
He slides his finger across the map of Spain.
Granada.
The Red Temple of Baal is in Granada.
That's it, Tad. There's the Alhambra, the Moorish palace, also known as the Red One.
That's where they're taking Sarah.
Belzoni's sign says Sarah.
Get ready, guys. We're going to Spain.
Spain?
Yes. Wait for us, Midas.
Hold on, Sarah. Tad Stone's on the case.
As the helicopter flies over a canyon, Rackham shows Sarah the papyrus.
For the last time, how do I use this to find Midas's collar?
I won't tell you a thing.
She kicks him.
Leave her. There are other ways to make her cooperate.
Rackham takes a gun from a briefcase.
Will it work, sir? That truth serum might be out of date.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
He injects the bald henchman's nose.
What do you think of me?
Sir?
Come on. Don't be shy.
Well,
no,
I can't.
The henchman pulls at his collar.
You're an arrogant bully, uncool, and very cheap. I'm sorry. Shut it. And you're also a daddy's boy.
Ow! Rackham pulls a lever, and a floor hatch opens.
And your feet stay!
Your turn.
He injects Sarah, who cowers in her seat.
Where are the pieces of the collar?
I won't say a thing.
Don't hold back. You want to say it.
No. My head. Midas.
That's it. Where are the pieces?
Everything is in my notebook. Tad.
She passes out.
What just happened? I believe you overdosed her, sir. Idiots! Who's that Tad she was mumbling about?
Sir, I think he's that guy with the very big nose.
I want that notebook. Find me that fool of a Tad.
On a plane, Tad reads a travel book about Spain while Mummy listens to music.
A little more action, please!
Tad taps his shoulder.
What?
Could you lower your voice and stop drawing attention?
Someone's jealous of my manly voice.
A flight attendant grimaces at Mummy, who smiles back. She hurries away.
We need to find you a better disguise.
What are you talking about? I look fabulous. So, this is the place we're going to.
Mummy flips through the book.
Listen, this thing says food is great in Spain. You're a real face stuffer, right? Awesome. Tad, what's an Antonio Banderas?
A map shows the plane departing Las Vegas, leaving a red trail as it flies over the Atlantic Ocean and lands in Granada. Tiffany, Tad, Jeff, and Belzoni wander around town.
I can't believe we're about to find such a big discovery. We can make history.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. We have to decipher these notes to find the Temple of Baal.
A taxi driver reads a magazine.
Taxi! To the Alhambra, please?
Of course, mi amigo. Come on in.
Thanks. Hang on. Where's Mummy?
He said he was going to find something to make him fit in.
Fit in? How is he supposed to fit?
A pair of red heels stumbles out of a store.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I can't believe everyone dresses like this here. It's so strange.
Jeff runs up to Mummy, who wears a red and black flamenco dress. The taxi driver's jaw drops. He watches with a love-struck smile as Mummy spins in slow motion, castanets falling all around. Mummy finally kicks Jeff off, then heads for the three-wheeled cab.
Ole, ole!
Ole! That is the most beautiful elegance I have ever seen. Oh, such a nice guy. Are you happy now? I hope you don't keep on saying that I draw attention.
As a family of tourists gapes at Mummy, the father snaps photos.
I'll take you to the end of the world if you ask for it.
For now, just take us to the Alhambra.
Well, we can go there too. There we go.
As the taxi drives away, the stern woman pulls up on a motorbike and speaks into a walkie-talkie.
Do you have the notebook, sir? What are the orders?
Take it off the hands of that clown.
Roger that.
Please. Don't hurt Tad.
Oh, don't worry. We won't cause him a lot of pain. I guess.
Wealth? All this is for wealth?
That's so cute. No. The power of Midas goes way beyond wealth, my dear.
What is that?
Something I bought from an antiques dealer.
His cane gives off a golden glow.
Midas's power is the power of the gods. The power to rule the world.
Sarah faints as he withdraws the cane.
And it will be mine.
Meanwhile...
Mi palomita. It's hard to believe you're from this world.
Technically, I'm not really from this world, long story. You'll see. When I was...
Stop it.
Henchmen on motorbikes trail the taxi. The driver glances at his side view mirror.
Do you know those guys behind us?
Oh, no. We're in trouble, guys.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Are we in danger?
Don't worry, my palomita. I swear, nothing will happen to you while I'm here.
He accelerates, vaulting off a hilltop. The henchmen give chase as the taxi lands on the steep slope. Narrowing his eyes, the driver takes a sharp turn around the fountain.
Ah, they're getting closer!
They want the notebook.
Tad grabs a decorative plate off a wall.
Ooh, what a nice souvenir!
That's not for you!
He flings it.
Hey, what'd you throw it away for?
Come on, help me!
They grab more plates.
I get it! There you go!
They hurl them at the henchmen like flying discs, knocking one off his bike.
Yeah.
Mummy falls across the driver's lap as they scrape into an alley.
Hello. Oh, hi!
Behind them, the burly man leaps off his bike and onto the taxi. He punches a hole in the canvas roof. The taxi swerves onto another street.
Quick, release the hook!
Tad and Tiffany struggle to unhook the roof. Belzoni flies overhead, watching the chase. The henchman tugs at Tad's mouth until the roof finally unlatches. He falls back to the street but manages to hang on to the canvas. Belzoni grabs a potted plant from a woman's balcony and drops it on the burly man's head, causing him to let go. Two more henchmen weave around him, one firing a dart. It hits a flamenco dancer toy on the taxi's dashboard. More darts come flying. Tad's dog gets hit in the nose and passes out.
Jeff!
The henchmen accidentally shoot each other. One fires wild and hits the driver.
It's the time.
Drop it down! Drive it down! It's okay, Tim. I've got this.
Tad pushes the driver aside and takes over. Two more bikes join the chase, and all three vehicles bounce uncontrollably down a set of stairs toward a couple taking a selfie.
Out of the way!
Incoming!
They dive out of the way.
What is this thing?
With a selfie stick lodged in his mouth, Mummy accidentally clicks a photo. The taxi takes a sharp turn. Mummy flies off, but Tad grabs one of his bandages. Dangling over a river, Mummy runs along the side of a retaining wall in his red heels. The henchmen keep firing darts.
Watch out! Run! The bridge!
The bandage hits an archway, yanking Tad out of the taxi and swinging Mummy in loops around the bridge. Landing on a clothesline, Tad causes two henchmen and the henchwoman to wipe out as he's launched back into the taxi. Mummy smacks into Belzoni, who leaves behind a sign. Ouch. He crashes back down onto a henchman's bike, knocking the man off, and steers another henchman into a wall. Mummy then rear-ends the taxi and is thrown back inside before it skids to a stop.
Come on! Let's move before they come back!
Oh, this is the siesta thing the guidebook was talking about.
Leaving the driver asleep in his taxi, the group walks through a stone archway and Belzoni flies over it toward the Alhambra Fortress. Tourists walk around its dusky, serene courtyard.
So somewhere around here, Midas offered the first piece of the collar.
Look at this collar. Look at this sun. Look at this light. How I miss my muddy tomes.
Jeff wobbles around groggily. Belzoni gives him a light poke, and the dog flops into a bush. The bird points and laughs.
According to the legend, Apollo taught Midas a great lesson.
What's that?
That your wealth is not as important as the people you have close to you.
And what's more, it's worth making a sacrifice for love.
Yeah, that's it.
Covered in needle-like thorns, Jeff stumbles out of the bush and shakes himself off, sending the thorns into Belzoni. Back in town, the henchwoman drives up to a van. Rackham rolls down his window.
I'm afraid we did not get the notebook, sir.
You let that idiot escape?
He is a genius, sir. High-level training. Total pro.
A genius? Really?
Total pro.
I don't care! I want that notebook. Got it?
Yes, sir. The notebook or my life.
She drives away. Meanwhile, Tad, Tiffany, and Mummy enter another courtyard. Tad looks around.
Hang on a second. This looks familiar.
He opens the notebook.
Tiff, look at this. The drawing looks like that fountain. Oh, there's an inscription here. Centuries after Midas entered the Temple of Baal, the sultans protected it with 12 beasts.
9, 10, 11, 12! 12 lions! It has to be here!
There should be a lever of some sort.
Tad crouches by the fountain and studies one of the lion statues. He tries to push it. Embarrassed, Tiffany glances around the courtyard. Using his feet for leverage, Tad tries to pull the statue forward.
It would take a bulldozer to move these things.
He leans on a lion's head.
Dad, it moved!
Hey, Tiff, look. There's a mark on this lion.
Tiffany walks up to a second statue.
This one has a mark, too. And it turns.
Great. Let's try to turn all the heads with a mark.
From a colonnade, Mummy watches as the duo struggles to turn all the lion heads. Tad holds on to one while trying to push another with his foot.
Oh, come on, Tad. You're doing it wrong. It'll be better to push it from the other side.
It would be better if you gave me a hand.
Mummy throws him his arm.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. Help me with this one, Tiff.
Tad and Tiffany try to keep the other statue heads turned as they reach over to twist the last statue.
Come on, Tiff!
They manage to turn the last head, and water gushes out of pipes in the lion's mouths. As it drains away through small canals in the courtyard, the fountain opens up, its center forming a winding staircase. The group peers in.
Nailed it!
Tad turns in a circle doing a silly dance. Mummy and Tiffany stare at him.
Oh, sorry, that's something I do when I,
You really have no self-respect, do you?
They start down the steps.
Maybe I can find my cousins there.
Belzoni, wait for us here and take care of Jeff.
Belzoni's glare turns into a smirk, and he holds up a sign reading Revenge as he looks at Jeff. The entrance to the stairway closes, forming back into the fountain, underground.
Careful, guys. It's slippery.
Tad leads the way with a flashlight. Mummy sweeps dust from a column, then sucks it off his finger.
Tasty.
The group enters a large, cavernous room.
What's that noise?
Tad moves his flashlight around the dusty, decorated walls, then lowers it to the floor to discover a bunch of rats.
Ah, rats! I hate them!
Relax!
Will you stop screaming? You scared them! What's wrong with them anyway? They're so cute! Oh,
he hugs one.
I feel like I'm back home.
You look gross!
Guys, this is a labyrinth. It'll take forever to find the way to the temple.
Hold on a second. I'll ask.
Ask? Who?
Who do you think? Him!
Holding the rat in his palm, Mummy turns its head to face him. Tad and Tiffany share a look as Mummy narrows his eyes at the rat, which stares back at him blankly. He gives it a series of squeezes.
Do you know where is Baal's temple? Sorry, I think I didn't say it right. My rat voice isn't the best.
Are you nuts? Do you really expect that a rat?
You know where is Baal's temple? Where is Baal's temple? The temple! T-E-M-P-L-E, the temple!
The rat's bulging head deflates as Mummy loosens his grip on its throat. The rodent jumps to the ground and scurries off through a dark archway.
Got it! Let's go! Oh, these heels!
We're going to follow a rat. Seriously.
Outside in the courtyard, Belzoni scribbles on Jeff's face with a marker as the dog sleeps.
Hi, birdie.
A henchman traps Belzoni in a net, then points to Jeff.
You, lead us to your owner, or we will kill your feathered friend.
Jeff rolls over and falls back asleep. Belzoni faints, and the burly henchman pokes him through the net. Inside the foundations, Mummy chases after the rat with Tad and Tiffany in tow. The rat takes a turn.
This way!
As the rat scampers through a gap in a stone brick wall, the others are forced to crawl after it. It turns back to Mummy for a moment.
That's a good one! This guy is hilarious.
The rat pauses again.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Thanks, my little friend. See ya.
They fist bump and the rat leaves.
Great. Now what?
He says we have to enter there.
They peek into a small tunnel filled with creepy crawlies.
Are you kidding?
The rat has spoken.
Oh, come on, guys. But we didn't get to this point for nothing.
Tad crawls in.
You and your rat.
Grimacing, Tiffany follows. Mummy sticks his tongue out at her. As the three crawl on their bellies, Mummy grabs a spider and eats it.
Guidebook was right. Spanish food is awesome.
Tad reaches an opening at the end of the tunnel.
The coast is clear. Come on.
Tiffany clambers out behind him, picking a worm from her hair.
Whoever said archaeology isn't glamorous.
Oh, that wasn't so bad.
Uh-oh!
The ground beneath them gives way, and the trio slides down a steep chute. Mummy and Tiffany stop on a rocky ledge, but Tad knocks into them, causing Mummy to faceplant into the murky ground below.
Huh?
He looks up in surprise. Tad raises his flashlight to a statue of a bull seated like a person with two pairs of arms. Water streams from its mouth into several tiered bowls in its lap.
Oh.
We made it!
I told you! The rat was right! The rat was right!
As Mummy shakes his fists victoriously, Tad and Tiffany hop down to him and walk toward the statue with their mouths agape.
Hey, look!
A golden trail.
Midas was here.
They follow splotches of gold on the pathway leading to the statue. Inside one of the water-filled bowls, they find a glowing golden object.
Midas's collar piece.
Tad and Tiffany exchange looks. Her eyes wide behind her glasses, Tiffany bites her lip and reaches down to pick up the collar piece. She slowly turns to face Tad, who grins at her.
Let's get out of here, okay? This place is creepy even for my standards.
A slab closes over the entrance, sealing them in.
No!
Golden sparkles rise from the bowl where the collar piece had been.
Oh, let's pray to the Pachamama. Oh, goddess of Earth, please help us at this time. Oh, I guess she isn't listening.
The statue's head begins to tilt upward, and the stream of water from its mouth stops. To rest in an upright position.
Maybe she was listening.
Powerful streams of water gush out of the bull's mouth and from several other statues around the room.
The room is a trap!
We gotta get out of here!
Hold on!
Tad dives underwater and looks around. He swims back up.
The water has to drain out somewhere!
Taking a deep breath, he dives back under and feels around some statues. Across the room, he notices Mummy being pulled by the water's current. As Mummy clings tightly to a pillar, Tad swims over and tries to communicate with him. Tad swims back up for air.
Tad! I can't hold on much longer!
He goes under and wrenches Mummy's hand off the pillar. Tad watches him swirl around the chamber. He lodges in a hole in the ground. Tad's eyes widen and he swims down and tugs at a stone slab beside the hole. The slab loosens, but Tad drops it and swims back up for air.
I found a way out! Help me!
Tiffany follows Tad underwater where they both tug at the slab. Mummy clings to the edges of the gap as the pressure starts to suck him in. The other two dive on top of him, Tad's fedora floating loose as the slab slowly starts to fall shut again. At the last moment, Tad sticks his head out and grabs his hat with his teeth. The slab falls shut. Elsewhere, a circular sewer grate begins to shake. A burst of water pushes it open, ejecting Tad, Tiffany, and Mummy out onto the street.
I'm fine, by the way. Not that anyone asked.
The rat lands beside him, bouncing on the cobblestones.
Oh, I'm sorry, little guy. We'll find you another sewer.
As Mummy chases after the rat, Tiffany holds up the collar piece.
We did it!
Tad! We did it!
We did it!
Oh, my yeah! God!
Congratulations to the happy couple.
Tad and Tiffany glance aside from their embrace. Standing nearby, Rackham gestures, and two henchmen pull a groggy Sarah forward.
Tiffany? Tad?
Sarah!
Stop right there! You release her!
The henchmen hold up guns.
You know, as soon as possible.
Give me the case.
Or I'll end her.
Tad, don't do it!
Rackham puts a gun to Sarah's head.
I'm sorry. I have no choice. Please.
He holds his hand out. Tiffany clutches the collar piece, her brow knit. She hands it to Tad. Rackham pushes past Sarah and a henchman as Tad approaches him. Rackham holds his hand out, and Tad gives him the collar piece.
And the notebook, please.
Give me the notebook.
Or you won't see her again.
Tad looks at Sarah, then clenches his jaw.
You're despicable.
He hands the notebook to Rackham, who flips through it.
Yes, it's all here. Let's go!
You have no right! We didn't do all that work just to have you steal the piece.
That's what happens when you play against Jack Rackham.
Tiffany glowers as Rackham gets into his van and salutes them with the notebook in hand. A henchman tosses down the net with Belzoni.
Useless mutt!
They leave Jeff behind as well, his face still scribbled in marker.
Sarah! I thought I lost you.
Oh! I wish I had bodily fluid so I could cry at reunions!
Belzoni!
Hey, buddy! Glad to see you! Jeff, what happened to you?
We need to move fast before Rackham finds the other pieces of the collar.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Tad, what are you talking about?
He wanted the notebook, but never said anything of it being complete.
Well done, Tad!
He gives her some torn-out pages.
Oh, I think. So where do we go?
To Cappadocia in Turkey. There are hundreds of temples there. Rackham won't be able to find the right one without these pages.
That would give us a head start. So let's go, guys! Let's go to Turkey!
Standing by herself, Tiffany frowns. Later, the taxi weaves through opposing traffic and stops at the curb alongside a port.
Alleluia!
Thanks. How much is it?
This fare, I do it for free, my Palomita.
Oh, thank you!
What is this Palomita he keeps talking about?
The driver pulls out a dish of paella for Mummy.
A gift to you. It embodies the heart, soul, and the belly of our people. I'll be waiting for you under the lights of the Alhambra, and you know it.
He zips away.
Spaniards are crazy.
Okay, that captain will try to find us a spot on his ship.
Great. Check this, Tad. This is the area where we should find the next piece.
Temple of Erinidu.
Baal's wife, goddess of the light.
Cool. So what about the third temple?
I don't know much about it. The only clue is this symbol that appears in everything related to Midas. It seems to be some sort of personal mark.
Wow, you rock, Sarah.
He lays his hand on hers, then bashfully pulls it away.
Tad.
Yes, Sarah?
I wanted you to know that after all this time, we've been apart.
Come on, are we leaving or what? I'm dying here, again.
Oh, sorry,
Sarah's face falls as Tad steps away to speak with the captain.
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. Hey, guys, I got us a trip.
Tad, you're the best!
By the mummy Juanita's teeth, that is a floating metropolis!
Mummy points at an ocean liner.
Not that one.
Tad lowers his arm to a tugboat.
That one!
Forget Metropolis. That's not even a tiny little village.
Nighttime. The boat slowly chugs its way through the ocean. Tad steps out of the cabin and onto the deck.
Hey, Tiff.
Hi.
Can I ask you something?
Go for it.
Tad reaches into his pocket. He pulls out the necklace box and opens it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So, do you think Sarah will like it?
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's good enough for her.
Mummy bursts out on deck and lurches over the side of the boat.
Is everything okay?
Perfect. It's just that I'm a feet on the ground type of guy, you know? A feet under the ground type, actually. Oh, my.
He sways.
You don't look much better than I do.
All that's happened got me thinking.
Yeah. Come on, cheer up. Everything will be fine.
I've been so focused on my work, I feel I've left people out of my life.
Oh, one thing's for sure. Talking won't solve anything, darling. You've got to take the initiative. Less conversation, more action.
That's actually good advice.
Oh, well, I have to confess it isn't mine. That's what the guy in Vegas was singing about. It took me a while to learn the lyrics.
On the other side of the boat.
Well, can you try it on me? Just to see how it looks.
Oh. Yeah, good idea.
Meanwhile...
You know, I think you're right. I should stop talking and start taking action.
There you go. That's my Sarah.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Enjoy the advice. It's for free. I'll keep on evacuating the paella. Oh, here it comes.
From above, Belzoni spots Tad putting the necklace on Tiffany as Sarah walks toward them.
Okay, more action. Get right to the point.
The concerned bird shakes a clueless Jeff. Sarah turns a corner and stops. Her eyes grow wide as she sees the other two.
It looks great on you.
She stares for a moment, her mouth agape. Belzoni smacks his face with a wing. Sarah leaves, her shoulders slumped. Elsewhere, the helicopter flies over the ocean toward a low-hanging sun. Inside, Rackham flips through Sarah's notebook and finds a location map for Midas's necklace. A smirk spreads across his face. Now, a map shows the tugboat traveling from Granada across the Mediterranean Sea to the south coast of Turkey. A panoramic view shows the colorful tents of a bazaar amid a rocky landscape by the ocean. Tiffany purchases canteens from a stall.
Thank you. Unbelievable. They haggle over everything here.
Oh, this is amazing. We're about to find the second piece of the collar. Water?
Don't be so excited. Rackham could be around. Take your stuff. We can't lose any time.
Sarah brusquely walks away. The other two stare after her.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Mummy is dressed like Tad.
This can't be happening.
He imitates him.
This can't be happening.
What? Are you serious? What are you doing?
Well, you're always complaining about my human disguises, so from now on, I'm gonna be exactly like you, Mr. Perfect Human. Check this out.
He imitates Tad's dancing.
I'm Ted Jones. I can't dance.
It's official. Your friend is a total freak.
She leaves.
Come on. Mummy Bones on the case.
That is... I am not at all like that. And what are you doing with a paella dish?
It's my present. I love it. I'm taking it everywhere.
What? I would never wear that thing on my back.
Okay, fine. Let's see what the little monster thinks. Hi, critter. I'm Tad. Super Kaka!
No, Jeff, I'm Tad. Come here.
Don't pay
Jeff stares between them as they jostle each other with dog treats in their hands.
Super Kaka!
Tiffany points to a street below.
I want three teams. Spread out and keep your eyes open. There are dozens of temples around.
Yes, sir.
While the others watch Rackham walk by with his lackeys, Jeff eyes the cookie in Tad's hand. He chomps on Tad's whole hand. Rackham and his henchmen turn, but see no one. Remaining hidden behind a wall, Mummy and Tiffany hold their hands over Tad's mouth.
Report back here in 3 hours.
Tiffany peeks out to find the coast clear, and the group dashes around a corner. Later, Sarah steers a jeep through rocky desert terrain, leaving a cloud of dust in her wake. She pulls to a stop.
Okay, this is the place.
Oh, what a view! Isn't it beautiful, Sarah?
Sure.
Yeah, well...
Mummy eyes them both perceptively.
It's getting dark. We should all split up to locate the temple.
Great! I'll go with...
Oh, with me! Me and Tad. Brothers for life. Let's see who finds the temple first. Boys versus girls!
He drags Tad away.
Let's go, Tiffany.
Oh, thank goodness I stepped in.
What's going on here? I was trying to spend some time with Sarah.
Haven't you noticed something different about her?
Well, she has been acting kind of distant.
Of course! How would she not? You're not being the knight in shining armor she needs.
The what?
But fear not! We'll make Sarah melt for your bones. They don't call me the great conquistador of Peru for nothing. You just need some practice.
I can't believe it. If we find the second piece, we'll be just one step away from Midas.
Tiffany, there are too many signs telling Midas's power is not something to mess with.
Are you saying we shouldn't search for the collar?
I'm just saying that maybe the collar shouldn't see the daylight.
Mummy rouges his lips and cheeks with a berry, his hair in a ponytail.
Hi, gorgeous.
Mummy, this isn't gonna work.
Mummy? Who is Mummy? I'm Sarah Lavrov.
No. I can't do this.
Come on. Do you love Sarah or not?
With all my heart, but...
Then aren't you willing to do whatever it takes?
Sarah, I...
Yes?
I know you have a lot on your mind.
Yes?
And you almost have no time to think about the present, which is where I am.
Mmm.
But what I truly want is to live in the same age as you, no matter which one, you know, past, present, or future. I want to be your partner in the big adventure of life.
Mummy turns doe-eyed, his lips parted. He leaps on Tad and kisses him, but Tad shoves him off.
Hey, whoa, what are you doing?
Oh, sorry. But that was just so beautiful. You have to tell Sarah all that stuff.
Seeing two of Rackham's people below, Tad tackles Mummy out of sight.
Tad!
They spy on the bad guys from a boulder.
There are no symbols from the notebook here either.
It's impossible. We've looked at over 20 temples.
We better find the right one before Total Pro Tad does.
You? A total pro? If it doesn't work out with Sarah, you got crazy eyes down there.
Shh! Look at that! This is the temple!
Let's get back to Rackham. Maybe the others had more luck.
Dropping a torch, they drive away on dirt bikes.
Stay here with Jeff. Holler if you see those guys coming back.
Great.
In the valley below, Tad carefully glances at the ruins. He picks up the torch, illuminating markings on the sealed-off temple entrance. Several circular symbols line the arched doorway. Tad studies them, fixing his gaze on one in particular. He bends, gently brushing dust off its surface to reveal three jagged peaks matching the symbol in Sarah's notebook. Tad places his fingers on it and pushes the marking into the wall. He takes a few steps back as a giant stone wheel slowly turns behind the sealed entrance until a passageway tilts into view. Dust falls as it locks into place. One eyebrow cocked, Tad throws a wary glance over his shoulder, then heads inside the temple. With the torch lighting the way, Tad enters a large chamber, the light glinting off gold filigree on the patterned floor. In front of a large statue of a woman in ancient robes, Tad finds the second collar piece on a stone pillar. He gulps as he slowly reaches a hand out toward the antiquity. Gritting his teeth, Tad grabs it off the pedestal, then immediately recoils with his eyes squeezed shut. He opens his eyes.
Whew, that was scary.
He gives the statue a final glance before he leaves. As he walks, grinning at the collar piece, a gust of wind blows his torch out. Tad turns and sees a flurry of shimmery gold dust billowing toward him. He ditches the torch and runs. He races up a staircase that runs along the wall of the circular room. Pausing for a moment, he watches the golden embers begin to rise through the chamber, then continues running. He loses his footing, slipping off the stairs. Catching himself on a stone column, he manages to scramble back up to the ledge. He continues toward dwindling sunlight at the top of the stairs. Reaching a boulder, he throws himself to the ground and watches the shimmering golden dust erupt behind him. Tad backs away as it grows brighter, but it zips over him and circles a mountain with three jagged peaks before flickering out behind it. He stands, glancing ahead in amazement. Starry golden dust lingers around the rocky landscape. Tad gapes as light flares behind the three jagged peaks. He covers his eyes as it grows blinding and engulfs the whole area. As the light fades, the three jagged peaks on the mountain light up into the letter M. The starry clouds then vanish from the dusky gray desert. Now, the headlights of the Jeep cut through the dull, foggy darkness. As she drives, Sarah peers to her side and stops when she spots Tad. He trudges toward the car, holding the collar piece.
Tad, we've been looking for you.
The second piece.
I got it, Sarah, I got it. And not just that. Look.
That mountain. Midas's symbol.
Midas didn't make the last offering in an existing temple.
He built one for Apollo.
The third piece has got to be there!
Yes! We have to hurry and get it before Rackham!
Sarah's smile fades.
Or we can destroy this one.
Destroy it?
The biggest discovery in history? You can't be serious!
Tiffany, we can't let Rackham get the power of Midas!
But Sarah, we're so close!
Tad, let's end this now.
Tiffany grabs the collar piece.
Don't give it to her! It's crazy!
Sarah, isn't it better that we get all the pieces?
The power of the gods does not belong in the hands of mortals. If Rackham gets the necklace, he'll be invincible. Wait, where's Tiffany?
They turn to see the Jeep hastily pulling away.
I can't believe it!
Sarah, I'm sorry, I
have to find the third piece and destroy it before Rackham gets it.
Sarah, wait for me!
No, Tad, I just need to be alone.
Belzoni flies along with Sarah as she begins hiking toward the peaks. The next day at the bazaar, a henchman drags an unconscious cohort outside through a building's beaded curtains.
You fools! Do you mean to tell me that between all of you, and after all these days of searching, you found nothing? This is useless!
That meathead in the hat has played me!
As he throws Sarah's journal down on a map, a golden collar piece lands beside it. Rackham looks up to find Tiffany.
I want to be on the winning team.
He smiles wickedly. Back in the desert, Tad sits on a rock where Sarah left him. Mummy shuffles over with Jeff biting his ankle.
Oh, finally you're here! Where have you been? Hey, are we going back with Sarah?
She's gone.
And Tiffany?
She's gone too.
It's official. You're a total disaster with women.
How could I be such an idiot?
Well, do you want my opinion?
All I had to do was give her the piece. We'd have destroyed it, and that's it. End of story.
You know, in 500 years, I have seen all kinds of love disasters, and yours is one of the worst.
Please don't start again.
Seriously, I never saw anyone fail so many times.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
But I also never saw anyone cross the whole world for love. Now you must complete your training.
I'm not sure if I'm ready.
Of course you are! You have worked so hard to get the woman you love. Now she needs you more than ever.
You're right. You know, I never thought I'd say this, but you're right. I have to help her.
That's my brother! Come on! Tiger! Tiger!
Here I come, Sarah. Tad Stone's on the case.
Meanwhile, Sarah hikes up a snowy mountain slope into a blizzard. In the distance, a hazy mist shrouds the three peaks. Sarah pauses to glance at them, then clutches her scarf as she continues. Belzoni struggles to fly through the heavy snowfall. A strong gust of wind blows him back, but Sarah catches the weary bird. A distance back, Jeff spryly bounds ahead of Tad as he follows them up the icy slope. Trailing behind, Mummy stops to catch his breath and leans against a round boulder. It rolls loose and causes a domino effect, knocking over rock pedestals with boulders perfectly balanced on top. With Belzoni in her backpack, Sarah cautiously slides around a narrow, icy ledge. A chunk of snow gives way under her foot, but she catches herself in time. Tad, Mummy, and Jeff make their way across various snow-filled landscapes. Using an ice pick, Sarah pulls her way up onto flat ground. A gust of wind whips her scarf off her neck. She reaches for it, but the breeze carries it out of sight. Tad, Mummy, and Jeff hike around the icy mountain ledge. Now, shielding her eyes from the snow, Sarah looks down into a valley and sees a giant symbol in the frozen cliff face. Reaching the valley floor, she stares at an icy cave at the base of the formation. Back on the mountainside, Mummy collapses face first in the snow, and Tad runs back to him. Now, Sarah wipes snow from a wall of clear ice. As she peeks through it, a smile touches her lips. Reaching into her backpack, she pulls out an ice pick and starts chipping away. Rackham's helicopter descends into the valley, its headlights shining on her as it lands. Wearing a fur-lined coat, Rackham steps out and smirks at Sarah. Her eyes narrow into a glower. Behind Rackham, Tiffany sheepishly steps out from the helicopter. Sarah's eyes widen in surprise as she regards her. Meanwhile, Tad helps drag Mummy up the mountain.
Come on, one more step.
I can't go any further. Tad, I can't feel my legs.
He looks down.
My legs! Oh no!
He spots his detached legs a short distance back, frozen in the snow, and leaps after them. Tad finds Sarah's scarf nearby and rushes to it.
Sarah.
He looks over the side of a slope.
Over there!
He spots the helicopter.
Rackham, we have to hurry.
Oh, no. Now you want me to climb down? This is a violation of human rights.
First, you're not human. And second, there's no time to climb down.
Hey, that's my present. What are you doing?
Using it.
He walks off with Mummy's paella dish. Now, Rackham, Tiffany, and Sarah walk through the cave, along with three henchmen and a caged Belzoni.
You don't know what you're doing, Tiffany.
Tiffany avoids her gaze. The group enters a cavern where large stalactites hang from the ceiling. Rackham raises a hand and everyone stops. On the other side of an interior lake, they see a statue. Rackham eyes a little jetty with a boat nearby. Now, the henchmen row them across the icy water. Outside, Tad sits on the paella dish.
All right. Jeff, come here. Come on, get over here.
This thing could have so many functions.
Carefully.
Mummy leaps onto Tad, and the trio flies down the steep slope at breakneck speed. Mummy holds onto his hat as Tad expertly weaves around rocks. They hit a bump and bounce down to the valley floor. Two of Rackham's henchmen watch them slide past the helicopter. Mummy and Tad cling to each other as they speed toward the cave. Inside.
What the heck is that?
The trio bursts into the cavern, and the paella dish skips across the icy water, depositing them at Rackham's feet. Everyone stares at the trio in alarm.
You again!
Total pro!
Tiffany?
Tad?
Sarah!
What are you doing here?
I couldn't leave you on your own. Sarah, I'm...
Stop it! Let's move on! We're almost there!
The burly henchman forces Tad and Sarah to follow the others up a set of steps to an enormous statue bathed in blue light. The henchman leaves Sarah's bag and Belzoni at the bottom of the steps. Jeff runs up to the bird, who shakes at the bars of his cage. At the foot of the statue, two lions flank a sarcophagus. Sarah and Tad lift their eyes to a sculpted figure of a god holding a lyre.
Apollo.
What about the altar? Where's the piece?
Midas built this temple to do the last offering to Apollo. There is only one place to find the piece.
She eyes the sarcophagus. Deep, intricate engravings and several golden stumps line a mechanism along its surface, with a cavity lying at its center. Rackham removes the golden head from his cane and presses it into the center of the mechanism. Golden rods pull away, and the stumps rise. Rackham grins as the tomb unlocks. It slowly slides open, a brilliant glow emanating from within. Surrounded by coins, a skeleton in ceremonial robes lies beneath a golden shield. The lid thuds down, sending dust flying.
You! Bring me the piece!
Absolutely not!
A henchman shoves him.
Okay, I'm going.
Hey, you! Don't be so rude!
Tad walks up to the sarcophagus and peers in at the bearded skeleton on his bed of gold coins. With a grimace, he reaches in under the skeleton's gray beard and takes a gold necklace with a head-shaped piece similar to the one on Rackham's staff. As everyone watches him, he begins to convulse.
Tad?
I'm not Tad! I'm Midas! I possess Tad's body, and I'm not going to give you the collar!
What the heck are you saying?
I honestly had no idea. I had to try something.
Oh, he really has no shame.
Tad approaches Rackham.
Now, put it on me.
He places the piece around Rackham's neck.
Thank you, loser.
Two henchmen step forward with the other two collar pieces and place them into empty slots on the necklace. The eyes of the headpiece begin to glow and expel a shimmering golden halo that wraps around Rackham's neck. Tad and Sarah exchange surprised looks. Golden sparkles emanate from Rackham's right hand. In his left hand, his cane turns to gold. As he walks, his footsteps leave behind golden splotches on the floor. He presses his hand to one of the lion statues. A golden ray spreads over it, turning the statue to solid gold. Rackham eyes his hand with a maniacal grin.
Okay, you have what you wanted. Now let them go.
There's a problem, darling.
I never let the losing team win.
What? We had a deal! You get the power and I get the fame! And you don't hurt them!
Can you believe these kids? They are so naive.
You know, that oddball is right.
Tiffany grabs a gun.
Okay, nobody move!
Oh?
Just give me the collar and let us all go, and...
The henchwoman grabs her. Bullets fly at Rackham, but bounce off harmlessly.
You don't get it. Now I have the power of Midas!
A golden crack shoots across the floor, causing Tiffany to fall.
Uh-oh.
Rackham stomps another gold crack.
Run!
Mummy and the burly henchman back into each other.
Oh, hello.
As the henchman tries to reload his gun, Mummy knocks him out with a paella dish.
I love this thing!
Behind him, a rock explodes into gold chunks.
Oh, God! I don't want to die! I don't want to die!
You're already dead! Run!
Rackham spots the running trio and stomps out another gold crack, which narrowly misses Mummy. Tad trips and lands groin first on a jutting rock. Rackham searches for his enemies through the cloud of dust. Tad hobbles over to Sarah, hiding behind a boulder.
We have to stop him!
Yeah. I'm on it.
You all right?
Yeah, I just need a minute.
Hello? This guy's on fire!
Rackham decimates more rocks. Tad eyes Mummy's paella dish.
Let me borrow this. Let's all split up and surround him.
There you are!
Go!
They run out in different directions just as Rackham stomps. Sarah narrowly dodges a crashing boulder. Mummy sneaks up behind the villain and throws a rock at his head. Rackham spots him.
Oops!
He throws a second rock. As Rackham deflects it, gold sparks crackle around his hand.
Where'd you go?
He fires gold lightning at Mummy, but it hits a pillar of rock, turning it to gold. It topples over, almost landing on Tiffany, who rolls out of the way and falls off a cliff. Sarah catches her by the arm.
Thank you.
Holding the paella dish, Tad dashes at Rackham, who fires at him. Tad deflects the beam, but the dish turns into gold. Tad tumbles down rocks, landing on the henchwoman in a kiss.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Total pro.
Another stray bolt causes the ground beneath her to collapse.
Don't forget me!
Sprinting, Tad grabs the gold paella dish.
I'm getting tired of you!
Rackham fires several more beams, which all miss. Tad deflects one back at him off the gold dish. Rackham turns another pillar gold. Sarah sees and rushes over, pushing Tad aside as it collapses. Rackham strides up to her and strikes her with his cane.
Sarah!
No!
Rackham fires a beam at Tad, who races toward him in slow motion. Tad deflects the beam, then slides under another one. Slams the paella dish against Rackham, knocking the collar off. It lands on the floor. Rackham picks Tad up and shoves him against a rock.
What did you accomplish?
He throws Tad to the ground, then picks the collar up, puts it back around his neck, and approaches Sarah, who lies incapacitated.
Say goodbye to her.
In his hand, he summons a blazing ball of gold energy. With gritted teeth, Tad sprints toward him and tackles him. They roll, and Tad pins Rackham to the ground. The ball of energy fires at the ceiling, causing stalactites to collapse. One lands on Rackham, crushing him. Gold etches its way up the rock, then stops midway. Tad turns to find Sarah cradling her wrist.
Oh, we did it, Sarah! It's over!
Tad!
Sarah?
Her hand turns to gold.
Oh, no. This can't be happening. Not to you, no.
Oh, no. This is not good.
Okay. There has to be a way to stop it.
Dad.
The sacrifice. Midas got his daughter back. The collar. I have to destroy it.
He stares at the collapsed stalactite. Rushing over, he flings Rackham's cane aside and clears away some rocks. He tries to push the stalactite, but it doesn't budge.
No!
He returns to Sarah.
This is all my fault. I should have destroyed that piece.
Tad.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be, Tad. It's been the most amazing adventure. All these days with you.
Sarah, no!
I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Please don't go.
Tad.
Sarah.
I love...
No!
As the cavern collapses around them, Tad hugs Sarah's solid gold body.
No. Tad! Tad! We have to leave now! Tad! Come on!
Just go. I'm gonna stay. All I ever wanted was to be with you.
He ties the necklace he bought for Sarah around her neck.
I love you.
He embraces her as more rocks rain down around them. Mummy whimpers, and Tiffany holds her hands over her mouth as they watch. Tad slowly opens his eyes and sees golden flakes rising into the air. He looks around, stunned.
Oh, what?
Slowly, the gold on Sarah's body begins to crack and rise into the air. The flakes rise up in a spiral toward the statue of Apollo. The spiral forms an orb in his hand, which fills the cavern with blazing golden light. Mummy and Tiffany shield their eyes. Tad uncovers his face, his eyes wide. Sarah stands restored in front of him, a smile spreading across her face.
Hi.
Sarah! Oh, Tad was willing to die for her!
The sacrifice for love.
Sarah.
Tad and Sarah tightly embrace. A sweeping view glides through the cavern and up to the monumental statue of Apollo. Now, Now, a nighttime view descends from a starry sky to a high-rise building where lights on strings illuminate a rooftop party. Tad steps onto a fire escape carrying a tray of burgers. He climbs to the roof and pushes open a small gate.
Hey, guys. Burger?
Thank you.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for coming.
Oh, great party, Tad. Where's your girlfriend, huh?
Don't you know? She's out there making big discoveries.
No, seriously. She's about to come.
Oh, sure, sure.
No, come on. She'll be here right now.
Hey, how you doing? Help me tie that flower.
Mummy clings to Tad in his flamenco dress. Meanwhile, Sarah arrives from a stairwell.
Tad?
She walks over.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, check this out!
Mummy removes his wig and makes a crazy face. Tad's co-workers faint.
No more party for them.
So what are you gonna do now?
Oh, I'll go back to Paititi. This will pay my way back in.
The gold paella dish.
For it. They love gold there. I'm gonna miss you so much. I don't wanna cry. Oh, I still have no fluids. I can't cry.
I don't want to see you cry.
The taxi driver arrives.
I waited for you at the Alhambra. You didn't show up.
You? How did you?
Your little friend has guided me to you.
Ready! Oh, I'm happier than a cockroach in a latrine.
How I like to see you smile, my Palomita.
I'm starting to be worried about the meaning of Palomita.
Who cares? Let's start a real party!
He throws off his dress. Oh,
she drives me crazy.
Tad stares.
You're gonna miss him, too.
He's probably the most annoying, irritating, badly dressed sidekick ever. But you're right. I am gonna miss him.
I know this isn't the same, but maybe this will cheer you up.
She opens a ring box.
Are you serious?
Yeah! Tad does his silly dance. Sarah looks unimpressed. Tad stops and freezes.
Sorry. You know, it's something I do when I get, Do you still want to be my girlfriend?
Sarah cocks an eyebrow and pulls Tad in. They pucker their lips.
Come on, let's dance, everybody! 1, 2, 3!
Wearing his Elvis costume, Mummy dances with the taxi driver. One of Tad's co-workers dances in between Tiffany and her date. Belzoni pokes the rat on the head. Jeff rolls over and drags himself in circles around the rat. Belzoni smacks his face with his wing and shakes his head. Tad and Sarah dance with each other. A musician who arrived with the taxi driver plays guitar while his twin claps along. Mummy swings around wildly. Nearby, Tad and Sarah kiss. Our view pulls away from the terrace party and focuses on a flying Belzoni. He holds up a sign which reads, "The End." Remaining opening titles, Mediaset España, Movistar Plus presents. A Telecinco Cinema Telefónica Studios Tadeo Jones y El Secreto de Midas AIE production. A Four Cats Pictures, Ikidu Films, Lightbox Animation Studios production. In association with Mediaset España, Movistar Plus, 3 products. With the support of Instituto de la Cinematografía y de las Artes Audiovisuales, ICAA, Ministerio de Educación, Cultura y Deporte, Gobierno de España. With the support of Institut Català de las Empresas Culturales, ICEC, Department de Cultura, Generalitat de Catalunya. Animation and Visual Development, Lightbox Animation Studios. 2D animated clips of Mummy making his way across the globe back to Paititi play out as more titles appear. Directed by Enrique Gatto. Co-directed by David Alonso. Story by Jordi Gasul, Javier Barriera. Screenplay by Jordi Gasul, Javier Barriera, Neil Landau. Produced by Jordi Gasul, Gislan Barois, Nico Machi, Edmund Roche. Produced by Alvaro Agustin, Gabriel Arias Salgado, Javier Ugarte. Executive producers Jorge Tuca, Axel Kuszewski. Music by Zacharias M. De La Riva. Additional music Alex Martinez. Sound design Oriol Tarrago. Film editor Alexander Adams. Art director J.J. Garcia Galocha, Galo. Animation director Maxi Diaz. Production managers Pedro Solis, Nico Machi. Character design supervisor Miguel Angel Alaminos. 3D character supervisor J.J. Garcia Galocha, Galo. Casting by Karen Lindsay Stewart, UK. Manuel Osto, Spain. Visual development Jose Maria Guadalupe DLG, Daniel Diaz. Color key supervisor Nacho Molina. Matte painting supervisor Jose Maria Guadalupe DLG. Character setup supervisor Ignacio Santaya, Santa. Set and prop supervisor, Jaime Otegui-Malo. Scene composing supervisors, Alberto Vizcaino, Jaime Otegui-Malo. Storyboard supervisor, Paco Saez. Layout supervisor, David Alonso. Lighting supervisor, Pepe Cazorla Arevalo. Compositing supervisor, JJ Garcia Galocha, Gallo. FX supervisor, David Beltran, Dave. Character effects supervisor, Rocio Pilarda. Technical and character effects coordinator, Ignacio Santaya Martin, Santa. Rendering supervisor, Jorge Silvestre, Sergio Moreno. Technology design, Jose Maria Tejeda, Chispi, Rafael Bernabeu, Enrique Gatto, Ignacio Santaya, Santa. Software tools supervisor, Rafael Bernabeu. System supervisor, Pablo Noguera. Post-production supervisor, Victor Marti. Sound re-recorder mixer, Mark Ortz. Marketing director, Teresa Morales de Alava. Delegate producers, Paloma Molina, Mark Sabe, Victoria Boras, Manuel Echenoves. A title card reads, Tad the Lost Explorer and the Secret of King Midas. More credits roll over a brown parchment background plastered with stickers and instant photos of characters and objects from the movie. Thank you. copyright Telecinco Cinema Telefonica Studios, Four Cats Pictures, Lightbox Animation Studios, Ikiru Films, Tadeo Jones y El Secreto de Midas AIE 2017. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Paramount Pictures. Voiced by Laura Post. Stars form an arch over a mountain. Paramount, a Viacom company.